The vast majority of San Francisco's homeless population lives in the Tenderloin. Many of them suffer from substance abuse issues and untreated mental health problems, and that can lead to mental health breakdowns on the street. But general crisis resources like 911 aren't always the best equipped to handle these crisis situations. That's when volunteers step in. KLW's Allison Levitsky has the story.
Jacob Savage almost became a cop. He spent high school and college going on police ride-alongs, wearing a uniform and a bulletproof vest.
And I really thought I was going to be a cop, but eventually you start to see the reality, the unfortunate reality of the system's criminalization of mental illness.
So now, instead of wearing a blue uniform and a badge, Jacob wears a purple t-shirt. On it is the name of the nonprofit he founded in 2014, Concern, which is an alternative to calling 911 for mental health crises in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. Today we're at the corner of Jones and Eddy Street. We're getting ready to do what Jacob calls street response, passing out harm reduction supplies, asking people if they need help accessing services, and most importantly, answering dispatch calls if they come in.
And we will send a team of compassionate trained responders to handle the crisis, to support somebody through a difficult circumstance.
Jacob is well known in the Tenderloin. He wears a walkie-talkie and greets some of the homeless people by name.
So, Mr. Ian, what can I do for you, sir?
He carries a trumpet, which he'll often just start playing in the street. It also helps to break the ice with people in crisis situations.
Try to guess what their age is and then think back to what was number one on the billboards when they were, 21 years old. That's sometimes a good technique.
There's a certain casualness surrounding Concern's approach to mental health crisis response. It's really about connecting with their clients as equals, not just giving them medical attention. And since Concern responders aren't police or city officials, they're just volunteers in purple shirts. People feel at ease around them. They trust them.
I think it's great. We can use all the help we can get in the city.
That's Jim Zelaya Wagner, the director of San Francisco's homeless outreach team. They do a lot of the same work as Concern, but they're a city agency.
There's no two ways about it. I mean, we've got 30 outreach workers, and we're looking at a city of homeless individuals of anywhere from 6 to 7,000. I mean, based on the last year's count, that's a lot of homeless folks. So, hey, the more people that can help, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
San Francisco has the second highest rate of homelessness in the country, and the majority of them suffer from mental illness. The city does offer a number of mental health care programs already, but it's not enough. Last week, the city's new Department of Homelessness announced a new plan. It's developing a system to track the services each homeless person has been connected to, including jail, rehab, and housing agencies. This is supposed to help figure out what's not working, but it won't go into effect for another 2 years. For now, though, the reality is in the streets, and that's where Jacob is. Back out on the street, close to UN Plaza, we find a group of crack and heroin users shooting up on the sidewalk behind the Asian Art Museum. Blood dripped down one man's forearm from where he'd just injected himself.
You guys want any clean Zabrillo? We got some harm reduction supplies.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Let's open that backpack.
28s and 29s as well for me and Brillo.
28s and 29s are different sizes of needles for injecting drugs. Concern distributes clean syringes so that people don't share or reuse them, which can spread disease. Brillo, I learned, is used as a filter in a crack pipe.
First of all, if you don't have a filter and like you hit crack and then it like you swallow it, that could hurt and just do bad things.
One young man is standing apart from the others. He's leaning against a wall and Jacob doesn't recognize him. So, Jacob goes up and introduces himself.
By the way, we're Concern. My name's Jacob. We do mental health crisis outreach. Is there anything we can help you with today? Any resources we connect you to? Hook you up with a 90-day shelter bed? Or at least get you on the reservation system?
Yeah, I want to go.
You do?
He reluctantly tells Jacob his name, birth date, and the last four of his social security number. I'm going to refer to him as Terrence to protect his privacy.
I've been on the street for like a couple years.
He says he's been on the street for a few years. Terrence mumbles a lot, and his train of thought is hard to follow. He doesn't answer our questions directly, and it sometimes seems like he's talking to someone who isn't there. But he says he has family in Oakland and that he's 24.
Why don't I call 311, okay, and get you on the shelter reservation system?
We're out at UN Plaza. We're going to be trying to get somebody in the reservation system for shelter.
We walk him the 8 blocks to Glide Memorial Church, which operates a social services agency in the Tenderloin. The walk takes almost half an hour because Terrence keeps stopping to take hits of crack. We go inside the church and start the process of signing Terrence up for a shelter bed.
I'll see if I can start the process with him.
Jacob tries to coax Terrence into getting his picture taken and his fingerprint scanned so he can be entered into the system. But Terrence seems nervous, and after 15 minutes, he gets up and walks out. He says it's just taking too long and that he's scared of getting robbed in a shelter. He was one fingerprint short of a full set, and Glide couldn't register him for a shelter bed without it. Jacob has seen this before.
It's difficult to get a lot of people's services, and we have to be okay with the fact that we don't have amazing access to what limited resources there are, but we do have ourselves in the moment to be supportive and just make somebody feel cared for.
Jacob and his team at Concern can't help everybody, but they keep working to reach as much of the Tenderloin's homeless population as they can. When Concern started, they had just 2 trained responders. Now that number's up to 18. And if they keep growing, Jacob dreams of expanding to other parts of the city. For CrossCurrents, I'm Allison Levitsky.